Orwach of Gimel Shvat on Thursday night, Var Halacha and Chavis Aldovas. Okay, when you say Kedusha, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should lift up your eyes. Lisa Inayim Amorim, you should look up. Bishah Shomim Kedusha, that's when you're saying Kadosh, 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 you should look up. The Shaila in the Mishnah Brura, if your eyes should be closed or open. The Mishnah Brura sounds like he's noted that it should be open, but the concept in any event is that you sort of you're making yourself more aware of Hashem, as if you're looking towards Shemayim, as if you're looking towards Hashem. The Mishnah Brura brings down that when we say Kedusha and we look up, Hashem looks down, and there's it's a special moment. Also, you lift your body up when you say Kadosh. It doesn't say three times in the Shulchan Aruch, but that's, I think, people's minhag is to do it three times. Your body and your heel goes up, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Shlo that you do that also by Baruch Kedor Hashem Yom Komo and by Yimloch, as well as by Kadosh. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, says to do it by Kadosh, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Shlo that is to do it by Baruch and Yimloch as well. Okay. Chavis Aldovas is depicting the simonim, ways you could see if someone's Oiv Hashem, manifestations of being Oiv Hashem. No, not manifestations. The way you could see what a person who's Oiv Hashem would have these attributes, would have these descriptions about him be true. So the number one was that he's not, he's very careful about what he does, not to do things that are unnecessary, or mosros. Number two was to establish Yiras HaRomimus. And that's where we left off. And we're up to number three. Umehem, Sheyu Shavin, if you truly have Avos Hashem, Sheyu Shavin Be'enov, Tilas B'nei Odom, the Ginuyim Lo. This is something that the Chavis Aldovas elaborates upon in Shar Yichud HaMaisa. Here he just says in one sentence that it's a sign of an Oiv Hashem, that it's the same to him if people praise him, or if they're Maganehem, or if they talk badly of him. Pasosa Ritzon Hashem. He's only interested in that. He's not. It's the same if people praise him as a very high madrega. Obviously, even if someone doesn't care if people talk badly of him, but certainly he likes it better when they praise him. I mean, most people are like that. So he says it's the same. And it's not only doesn't the genus bother him, but the tehilos b'nei yodom and ginuyam lo are all the same. Meaning he's not gairus, it doesn't matter to him. It's not important. He doesn't care one way or the other. When he's involved in Ratzon Hashem, Be'eshem etzad alatov u'mazir mehara. Number four is Mesiras Nefesh. That's really what he's been talking about in most of the Shar, was the idea that Avos Hashem, a major manifestation of Avos Hashem, is that it overrides all other Avos that a person has. And that's the pasuk, you know, when you say the Yohavto, Eis Hashem Elokecha b'chol levav b'chol b'chol nafshecha b'chol miyodecha, so the Chavis Aldovas spent a lot of time explaining it doesn't just mean like very, 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 very much, which would, you know, it means it overrides things that are important to you, it overrides different avos you have, and you're willing to be mosir nefesh, whether it's your physical comfort, or your rechush, or your mammon, or your family, and even your life. So that's the ahava that overrides other ahavas. So that's number four. Okay, let's stop here.